kick things off in the second hour with what has become our favorite moment of the year every year here on Downtown, our chance to recognize our Downtown Student of the Year. Fourth year in a row that we've been doing this. We want to thank, first of all the wonderful nominees and the people who have sent in those nominations this year from schools all around Eastern, Central, and Northern Maine. It's been so great to learn about all the wonderful things being done by young people around Maine. Anybody who tells you this generation, they don't know them. They need to meet them. They're doing incredible work and would put most of us old folks to shame with the things that they're doing in the classroom, in the community, in activities. Some remarkable youngsters out there and not so youngsters, and people are going to be the leaders of the next generation. And so, first of all, a thanks to our friends at Angelo's Pizzeria, sponsors of our weekly Student of the Week Awards, and our scholarship award again this year, presented by WABI TV5. And we're thrilled to be joined by General Manager Kim Lee. Kim, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're so grateful for everything you guys do in helping us honor young people. You do so much for the community at WABI TV5, but what is it that excites you guys about being able to honor terrific students like our winner this year?
You know, it's always been part of our mission to stay as local as we can and support the communities, but we've come to realize that it's not just important to support the communities and the adults and the businesses, but the youth of our communities are so important. They are our future, and we're really proud to be able to present this award and to be involved in something like this.
Well, we're so grateful to you for that, and so let's get right to it and tell you about this year's Downtown Student of the Year. Here's how it works, by the way. We take all of our Student of the Week winners. We have a committee that narrows it down to three finalists, and then we let them do the picking. It was a tough choice this year, but when all was said and done, we were in agreement on our Student of the Year, and we're going to Old Town High School to recognize Adam Regan, class of 19. Let's read the nomination to you. And this comes from one of Adam's teachers, Ms. Davis. She says, "Adam is easily one of the hardest working, most dedicated students I've ever encountered. What sets him apart academically is that he is much more interested in the learning than in the grade. Adam is curious and always seeking to improve himself in the classroom. He takes school seriously, but also understands that humor makes the days more enjoyable. Outside the classroom, Adam works and participates in many of our extracurriculars. He was a captain of our boys' swim team, is on National Honor Society, serves as both student council and class president, and on top of that is president of the Maine Association of Student Councils. He is the consummate leader and understands that it's far more powerful to lead through example than through words. He shows up, he is dependable, and most importantly is kind with a strong sense of what is just." Adam joins us here in studio. Adam Regan, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
High praise in there from Ms. Davis.
Yeah. She's been one of my longtime favorites. I had her my freshman year, and I've tried to have her as often as I can until I've graduated.
You also brought one of the other people who's been very important in your education with you. Want to introduce your guest here?
Yeah, this is Mr. May. He taught my sophomore history class and then my AP US history class last year.
Hello, everybody.
Mr. May, what can you tell us about this young man? It seems pretty impressive from this write-up.
Let me just say, an English teacher wrote that write-up. I'm a history teacher. I would not nearly be as eloquent as that. I could add a lot to that. Adam is a one-of-a-kind student, really one of the best I've ever encountered. You can usually hear him before you see him. Outspoken in every positive meaning of the word. A leader from the top, from a freshman all the way to being a senior, and just exceptionally bright and curious.
Adam, we always like to ask our Student of the Year winners about their high school experience. What did Old Town High School do for you?
Oh, goodness. I mean, it really gave me the chance to get involved in whatever I wanted. I mean, like my little write-up from Ms. Davis said, I mean, I had the ability to be involved in a state student council board. And that's just something that other schools don't have the opportunity to, because, I mean, we were really pushed to do more than what everyone else in the surrounding communities are able to do, which is super awesome.
And you're going to get to use that next year. You'll be attending the University of Maine, and share what you'll be majoring in.
Yeah, so I'll be majoring in international affairs with a concentration in international security. And then I'll complete ROTC and then commission in the Army after.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, in advance, we appreciate your service.
Thank you.
And so we have a little something extra. It's nice to congratulate you, but we'd like to do a little more than that. Kim, would you like to do the honors?
Yes, it is our pleasure from the family of WABI-TV to present you with a check for $1,000 to help with the start of your education. We wish you luck in all of your endeavors. It sounds like you're off to a great start, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Kim, thank you again for your support. We appreciate you guys being on board again this year and supporting the community and the future.
The future, yes. Very important.
Maybe running this country someday, the way things are going here.
Who knows?
What are you going to be doing this summer, Adam?
I work for a summer camp, so I'll be a counselor, and then I sell monuments.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what are you going to do with him gone next year, Mr. Max?
That's a big hole to fill. I didn't have him this year. He was in my room a lot. I had him in my AP class as a junior. You know, the funny thing when you lose a student, and we don't lose them, we just pass them on. But when you lose a student like Adam, they do seem irreplaceable. There are a lot of holes left when students graduate, and Adam would be a big one. He's, in my opinion, irreplaceable.
Well, a great job by you, the staff at Old Town, the folks along the way, and Adam Regan, congratulations. Our fourth annual Downtown Student of the Year. We wish you a much continued success in college and the military and beyond. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Adam Regan, Old Town High School, our Downtown Student of the Year. Thanks again to WABI-TV5 for their support of the program right from year one. Angelo's Pizzeria with locations in Bangor and Hamden as well. Nico and the whole crew there for their efforts too.